BZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
An elderly woman from Reservoir Hills has been hospitalised for severe hot water burns. Local ward councillor Alicia Kassoun says the 72-year-old was badly scalded when she spilled a bucket of hot water she was carrying to her bathroom yesterday. She says the woman's been enduring a water outage lasting around 35 days due to a burst pipe. Kassoun says the resident suffered burns to nearly 40% of her body.
We cannot allow residents, especially our elderly, to be placed in these vulnerable situations due to municipal departments' shortcomings. 35 days without water to a single home while her road has water is just inexcusable.
Meanwhile, Air Tekweni says there'll be water restrictions in some areas that get their supply from the Wiggins pumping system. The main pipeline is being shut down at 8 this evening. The municipality says teams will be removing and installing air valves on Vusi Mzimela Road, formerly Bel Air, next to Chief Albert Luthuli Hospital. Some of the areas that will be affected are Morningside, Overport, Glenwood, Berea, Prince Mshiyeni Hospital and Lamontville. The city says the water shutoff is scheduled to end tomorrow morning. An investigation is underway in Gauteng after a school outing ended in tragedy near Centurion. Two learners lost their lives yesterday after they drowned in the Hennops River. The boys from the Davyton Skills School were on an excursion. Thabo Mobaso from Shwane Emergency Services says the children were between the ages of 13 and 16 years.
It is alleged that the boys were engaged in a water activity as part of the school excursion when the drowning incident occurred. The bodies were recovered by the South African Police Services divers and were declared dead by paramedics on the scene.
And jury selection is to continue later in New York for Donald Trump's hush money trial. He's become the first former U.S. president to face criminal charges in court, which relate to allegations he falsified business records to pay adult film star Stormy Daniels. Trump denies the charges and reiterated his objection to the trial on his way out.
If you read all of the legal pundits, all of the legal scholars today, there's not one that I see that said this is a case that should be brought or tried. It's a scam. It's a political witch hunt.
No jurors were selected yesterday. The court dismissed 60 of 96 potential jurors for stating they cannot be fair and impartial. Back home, we've got a high of 26 degrees in Durban today, Maritzburg 25, Richards Bay 27. I'm Newswatch's Natara Nadezhan.